Well, hello, Drew.
Hi. Hello, John.
How is it going?
It's great. This dinner is just lovely.
It is, isn't it? You know, there's no occasion that calls for a fine dinner quite like St. Patrick's Day.
Wait, you mean Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Clearly we need to talk about this.
What's Valentine's Day?
I'm Drew.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to The Hourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
This is a holiday about love. That we're talking about. Why are you laughing? It is, right?
I don't know. Is it?
That's the question.
Is it?
But listen, before we get too deep into it, I wanted to send out a couple special Valentines. A couple folks that we have mentioned on our website.
Oh, that.
But we haven't mentioned in the show, and
good,
I think they deserve
good
some
idea.
Cred.
An audio Valentine.
So this one, first one goes out to our main man, Jeff Wilson.
Our main man.
He did the awesome intro and outro music.
You probably just heard it.
Yeah. So, ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Good timing. Good timing, Drew.
Jeff Wilson. Jeff Wilson did. He made that music himself. It's all
by himself.
Him.
That's pretty impressive.
And it's awesome.
It is awesome. We love it.
It's the best music out there.
Mm-hmm.
So special Valentine to him.
Yes. An audio Valentine. Straight to your heart from
straight
ours.
Straight to the heart.
Shot from the heart. That's not even right.
I like it though.
Shot from the heart. Here's an audio Valentine.
A shot to your heart from us here at the Archive. The second audio Valentine goes to my brother. My brother Benjamin Vierk.
Hey, Ben.
He has allowed us to use some of his audio equipment.
Yeah.
For the duration of the Archive.
That's pretty incredible.
Up to this point. We do have our own microphones now, but we're still using the audio plug-in thing.
So thanks, Ben. Thanks for loaning us the audio plug-in thing.
We're going to get it back to you once we get our own.
Someday.
We're going to get our own.
Maybe.
Maybe if somebody sponsored the Archive.
Yeah, you want
a
Valentine next year?
We got a little trouble for that. Anyway,
yeah.
Special audio Valentine to Benjamin Vierk, my brother. I love you. I'm not afraid to say that on the air.
Nice.
This isn't the air.
It's not the air.
It's the
it could be.
Pre-recorded
if this
air.
Is being streamed over Wi-Fi, that's
the
air.
Oh, yeah.
How about a Valentine to Nikola Tesla for creating Wi-Fi?
Hey,
and
thank you.
Also making the earth spin and all the other things you did. Thank you.
He did a
lot
of
Tesla.
Stuff.
He did. We should do an episode on him.
Who else can we send a Valentine to? Let's send a Valentine to all of our...
Everybody who's been listening.
Who's been listening.
Good God,
I think we have some star listeners.
Absolutely.
And those are the ones who leave comments on the website.
That's a good way to ensure...
Hey, we will read it.
A big virtual hug from us.
I'm hugging the microphone kind of right now.
You are.
This is to Diana.
Hey, Diana.
To Nick.
Hey, Nick.
To the... Which drawer was it?
The DF drawer, I think.
D through F drawer. We're sorry we've been neglecting
you. We'll get to you, man.
We've got one coming up.
We do.
It's going to go right in the D drawer.
It's a biggie. It's probably the biggest D you can think of.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Who has anyone else left comments? Now I feel bad because if we leave someone out.
Well, I've left comments.
Who's left? So have I.
Okay. So happy Valentine's Day,
and to you, John.
Thank you.
And if you've left a comment and we didn't say that.
We
love you. We
didn't acknowledge it. We do. We love everybody.
We really do.
Mostly, we just love you for having ears.
And listening. Even if you only listen to a part of it.
Yeah. Maybe if you listen to portions of two episodes.
Yeah.
That's all you did. And you formed
your
judgment
decisions.
Completely on just those portions of two episodes.
We still love you.
And wrote us off. Yeah. That's fine.
You might be our friend.
You might be.
And you've done that.
For now.
Yeah, for now. We'll see how things go.
Is there any other audio valentines we should send out?
I want to send an audio valentine to my favorite person on the planet.
Oh, well, I'm right here.
Wait your turn.
Oh, go ahead.
Wait your turn, Deanna.
Oh.
Deanna. For not only being awesome, but...
I've been really trying for so long.
What is that? Let's okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
I like the idea that, like, I'm dedicating a song to her, but rather than actually playing the song, I just have you.
Well, you just come in and sing. I've been really trying for so long. Come on. Oh, come on. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
I don't know. That's the only part I know. And I think I did that wrong.
Yeah.
You should dedicate Skulls to her.
Yeah.
She loves that song.
She loves Danzig. Let me tell you. Especially when I sing Danzig.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night. And we're sort of trying to wind down, you know, and then in that scintillating cozy atmosphere, all of a sudden you just want to go, well, I got something to say. Lock you up, baby, today. That doesn't matter much to me.
You're in the levels. You hit the levels. You maxed us out. That's good.
Danzig does that. He has that effect on your levels. Yeah. Deanna deserves a special Valentine because she not only is supportive of the archive in many efforts, but she has basically offered up studio space more or less.
She has. And, she's not here right now.
She's not.
She will be here.
She will be.
And we'll thank her then.
Yeah.
But she's going to hear it right now.
So thank you.
I think she listens to the Hour Guy against her better judgment.
I think she does.
And I think that, and I applaud her for that.
Yeah, she's fighting the good fight.
So thank you, everybody. That's our audio Valentine.
Thank you.
To everyone who's listening and everyone who has listened. And all of you people who are going to listen.
Yeah, if we've yet to thank you because we don't know that you've listened or you haven't listened yet and you're listening now, thank you.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to talk about Valentine's Day and Valentine's in general, I think.
Yeah.
The things that make up the holiday and maybe what we remember. The first thing that springs to my mind is when you were a kid and you were in school. And on Valentine's Day, there's a whole deal that you did.
The whole deal.
Am I right? Did you
do it?
That's
right. You signed the contract. You took it off the lot. And after that, it was... all downhill.
You had to make these boxes or these bags or these holders.
Oh yeah, your Valentine collection.
Yeah,
device.
You spent like the morning making those, right?
Usually out of like a shoebox.
Yeah,
you cut a hole on top of
construction
the
paper.
Yeah, covered in
put hearts on
paper.
It.
Yeah, yeah, man, like the demand for red and pink construction paper must like really go
skyrocket.
Up. Yeah, January, February.
Yeah.
Do you think like there's like this secret like? You think all teachers have it on their calendar like January 1st?
Man.
It's like go buy red construction paper.
And they have to go earlier and earlier every year, right?
Otherwise, they're going. Yeah, exactly.
I need pink and red construction paper. I'll purple's fine. Right?
Purple, well, yeah. That's like the mitral valve is purple, isn't it?
The what?
That one valve? Maybe it's not.
Oh, and the real heart.
In your heart, yeah.
They're all, yeah, it's all kinds of colors. Yeah. Right? All colors of the rainbow.
Your heart is really a rainbow.
Yeah. Green, red, orange, yellow, blue.
Yeah.
Violet.
Purple moons, green clovers.
It's not like
blue diamonds. If you are listening to this and you are going to make one of those Valentine boxes,
yes.
Let's say you're listening to this in advance of Valentine's Day, a future Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I encourage you to color your Valentine container collection device in whatever colors you choose.
Yeah.
Don't be constrained by the lobby of red and pink construction paperists.
Yeah.
Go for it.
While all those other suckers are trying to get their mitts on red and pink and white, the green is there for the taking.
Yeah, it is.
Come on. The blue is open.
Yellow?
Yellow. Come on, no one's using it.
It's a primary color.
So go grab it and, you know, look, stand out for once in your life.
Yeah, yeah. You want to get, you want the ladies to notice you?
Yeah.
You better.
Or the fellas.
Yeah. Throw some color on that box.
Either way.
Yeah. So you got these collection devices and, maybe at some point in time, the Valentines that were then dropped into these boxes were handmade or custom-made. That was way before my time.
Yeah, and I mean, there was a... I scrutinized the grocery store aisle for the right Valentine's kit.
It's an expression of yourself, so you want it to represent all that you're about.
And you can... Look, every kid in the class is going to get one, and so you need to impress.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of the new year, February.
Yeah.
You're going to
set settled in.
Yeah. You're about to set the tone for the whole year.
Mm.
So you can't come out with some nonsense.
Right. And you especially don't want like some generic animal theme or...
like teddy bears or something.
No. You want something that's like straight up, easily recognizable.
Yeah.
And preferably something that's like current.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want some outdated. Although I guess there are some timeless ones. Like I would consider like Scooby-Doo to be more or less like a timeless Valentine property or Star Wars or...
What's a good Scooby-Doo Valentine's card?
Ruh-roh. I've got the...
Hots?
I've got...
For you?
How about the only thing sweeter than you is a Scooby snack?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, whoa, Scoob. I'm in love. What? Why is your Scooby just a muffled voice?
It's all I'm capable of.
Does he put the R's in front of everything?
Not everything, but a lot of
them. Ruh-roh.
That's a good Scooby.
Thank you.
See, I think my Shaggy is better than my Scooby.
Raggy?
But yeah, that's
Raggy?
Like, what's up, Scoob?
Right, Raggy.
Hi, Scoob.
I love you.
Aw.
See?
I love you too, pal.
I would often get, you know, Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles Valentine's. Yeah.
What, do you remember some of the...
I'm sure it was something like, you've got a slice of my heart, and like there's a pizza on it.
Yeah, Michelangelo's holding up a
pizza. Yeah, or there's something like...
Cowabunga.
Yeah.
You're a rad Valentine.
Yeah. Those cards very rarely made actual overtures.
Yeah, they were very, almost platonic.
Yeah.
Like,
the closest you got is, will you be my Valentine?
Yeah.
Or some form of that.
Yeah.
Because you didn't need little kids, like, hitting on each other, did you?
No, that's gross.
Not through cards, anyway.
Yeah.
Do it face-to-face.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got something to say, don't...
I got something to say. Sorry.
If you, like Danzig, have something to say. Don't write it on a little card. Or don't let the card speak for you. You got to add your own voice to it.
Yeah.
And that's when, like, if you, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe this is just me, but, like, when you actually had somebody that you really wanted to single out, you didn't just sign your name on that card and slip it in the box. You would always add some sort of additive. You would add, like,
a little
tag, if you will, that says, out of all these people that are giving you... little cards in this little shoebox that's decorated in construction paper. Mm-hmm. I have taken the extra time to write hi.
Yeah.
Or something similar.
Or I'm glad you're my friend.
Hey, I like you.
What would you say? You'd never say that. You'd never say that. That's crazy.
I probably did at some point.
Wow. It couldn't have gone well for you.
It didn't. No. And in fact, like,
she ripped it up in your face.
Yeah. She ripped up the whole box. She was like, this whole thing is tainted.
You're sitting in the back of the class, and everyone's walked around and distributed their Valentines. Because you spend about 15 minutes, right? Everyone gets up, and you kind of distribute.
Yeah, you walk in a circle. It's kind of like a pagan ritual, really.
But you all do that, and then you sit down, You open your little box, it's like instant gratification. Yeah. Because your box is now full of Valentines. And you start going through them.
Right.
So you're sort of like going through yours, but slyly kind of looking up front of the class where she's sitting.
Oh, because you're watching her reaction.
And you see she gets tears. It's like, yeah. Oh, yes, like, this is it. And she's going to read it and come right over here and give me a kiss. And she reads it, and this is her reaction. Oh, God. I hate Valentine's forever. And then she like throws her box away. And
she
cries.
Jumps through the window. Sprouts wings. What? She's exposed for the
she says,
flaming harpy that she actually
She says, Who wrote I've got something to say? I killed a baby today on my Valentine. Glenn? Do you think that's what he wrote?
I think that's that whole song that actually wrote the entire Misfits catalog is really just
his old Valentine's.
It's all his old.
No one understood. The whole night before writing those things.
Yeah.
At the minimum, you had to write the person's name on it.
And then, because you needed name. To know, you at least had to know, like, who gets which one.
Because you put them in little envelopes, even.
Right. You would label the envelope, put them in the envelope.
What a nightmare.
And you had to sort them because you usually got, like, there would be, like, four different styles.
There was a real thing. Art to it because, yeah, the kit, you'd get, like, you know, however many styles of card, but they'd have multiples of each one.
Right.
There'd be multiple Michelangelos holding the pizza.
Yeah.
Saying, you
but there were only so many
heart.
Of those.
Yeah, and you had to save the good ones right. for the people who were important.
Yeah, there was maybe like, you were lucky if you got two good styles, so you had maybe like
give the one with Scrappy Dude some idiot.
Man, if they ever made a Scrappy Doo.
No, I'm sure they did. They probably have an exclusively
Scrappy
Doo. That
person got fired. That person picked up their things and
Jenkins!
Left.
Get in here. What the hell is this?
Who put Scrappy Doo on this?
These will never sell. You're fired. Oh. It's Scooby.
It's actually Scooby.
He's just looking out for his
He's
nephew.
He's like, I just wanted Scrappy to have some
time. Rapper is my favorite review. But you had to spend a whole evening writing.
Plotting them out.
Oh, yeah. First you had to sort them. Then you had to figure out, okay, who's going to get what. I mean, this is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I guess not all kids did this.
Some people might have just like opened them up, wrote something on them, and wrote a name, and then sealed them up.
Come on. But put some effort into it.
That's
that's pretty weak. You're not going to get any dates doing that.
Those people.
I wish that was still like that tradition carried into adulthood. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that it was a serious and expected thing to do to like – create your Valentine box and then distribute Valentine's the next day. And like, you know, yeah, the kids who make them, they're like little construction paper deals. But when you get to be an adult, it's like serious business.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to put real time and effort into it. Otherwise, you're just sort of thought of as, you know, an idiot.
Right.
and like they have like really upscale, serious. I mean, I guess they do have Valentine's cards, but I'm talking about the kits. I'm talking about the box, right?
Right, right.
And they're like with things like there's a Mad Men box and there's like there's like a what
a, yeah, like a Sopranos or
there's a Lost box there's the Wire box what if there were the Wire
the Wire Valentine's
Omar coming and then he's holding like a
he's got a box of roses
a bouquet of roses.
And on the inside, to give you these roses. Be my man.
Yes. Exactly. Oh, man.
Oh, that's
but that, those would be for, you know, adults.
Right. And, no, that's a great idea.
And maybe, well, I think they still shouldn't make any real overtures.
Yeah.
But you would still, like, pick the right ones for the special people. And
yeah, yeah. It would be a way of maintaining that tradition of focusing on who are the people that you care most about.
Yeah.
And, you know, how do you want to reward them for being in your life or whatever?
Instead. Now Valentine's, I mean, when you're adult Valentine's, it's just...
It's pretty, I feel like it's sort of, at some point, like, maybe, like, high school, college age, it's sort of like...
You're not allowed to do that thing anymore. You're not allowed to get those Valentines anymore.
Right. No one's stopping you, but, yeah. I mean, at some point, like, if you like, show up to homeroom, you're, like, passing out.
What the hell is John doing? He's got something to say. What? Oh, that's vulgar. Throw that away.
John, could you come down to the principal's office, please?
John Dedeke, please report to the principal's office. You didn't give me a Valentine.
That's true. What really happens.
Happens.
Yeah, no, now when you get to be an adult, of course, well, it becomes a somewhat exclusive holiday. There are those who can celebrate it with a loved one, and those who either don't because they don't have a loved one or because they hate the holiday.
Absolutely detest it.
People hate it.
Yeah.
There's hate it.
It's a very divisive holiday. I don't really know, honestly, I don't know of anybody who really loves Valentine's Day. I think there are people who will, who can enjoy it, you know, who will find it enjoyable. And I think maybe the majority of those people, probably they enjoy it to a certain point, but it's like it's not something they are necessarily eagerly looking forward to, you know. But the people on the other side really hate Valentine's Day.
Spout vitriol over it. They just like get vehemently angry when you bring it up. Right?
Well, yeah.
It's like, oh God, Valentine's, it's a corporate holiday.
I'm gonna rip my teeth out.
It's made
put
by
them in a candy box and ship them to Hallmark.
It's invented by the, you know, greeting card companies so they can make a buck. And I'm not going to buy into it. Right? That's what they do.
I'm going to celebrate Garbage Day.
Garbage Day.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of anger directed at Valentine's Day. Or, you know, the other thing is that I've noticed is, like, you will get people who make something of a show about their lack of acknowledgement, which is sort of like passive aggressive hatred toward
and
Valentine's
then it's
Day.
Like kind of worse.
It is worse. You know, it's fine. It's one thing to sort of just not acknowledge it, but to acknowledge that you are not acknowledging it, I think is worse than saying like, I hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, just not doing anything.
I am standing against the corporate bullshit that we call Valentine's Day. Wake up, people. All it is they want to get your money. That's all you want. And that's why I'm not celebrating it.
Who's they?
Corporations.
They got something to say. They want your money today.
Ooh, I like the variation on that. but, you know, I enjoy a Valentine's Day. I'm not going to lie. I like to go out and treat a lady to a nice evening and be treated to a nice evening.
Yeah.
Personally, you know, you don't got to make a big show of it.
No. But, and in fact, I think that's probably the better way to do it is not to make a big show out of
it. I think it varies though, based on the, age of the relationship.
Probably.
The earlier on, that's when the big shows happen, right?
Well, yeah, I think.
And then you kind of hit a routine and you might just go out. Then I think at one point you're like, you know what, I gotta step up my game. Then you do a big old thing. The
blowout
Valentine's Day sale.
Look out for the keep an eye on the sky for the pink gorilla. That signifies it's your Valentine blowout.
We've got all your we've got all your favorite Valentine's treats. Candy hearts. We've got those little chalky hearts that you hate. We've got Valentine's cards.
Oh, man. We should talk about the
flowers and other stuff that you need on Valentine's. Come on down to John's Valentine's Depot.
Chalk, those chalk hearts. Those
chalky hearts.
Ooh, everybody loves those.
Yeah, I kind of like them.
I don't have strong feelings either way.
You know, I they're the kind of thing where I get really excited to have that first bite. Every year, you know, like when they show up, I'm like, oh, awesome. I can't wait to have those again. And then after about the third one, I'm like, I can't wait for these to never, ever exist again.
Yeah. What's your favorite saying on them? The classic, I think, is "Be Mine."
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking back to, like, when I started buying Valentine's, or, I mean, who am I kidding? I didn't buy them. It was like, you know, going to the grocery store with my mom and she would buy them. But when I started giving them out, you know, in like middle school or whatever.
Elementary school, I think.
Probably elementary school. That was a late bloomer. They were sort of the alternative take on the popular phrases. So they would try to work in like modern colloquialisms, like
"you're cool,"
"you are," the letter U, the letter R, and then it would be like "rad."
That was like texting before it exists.
It sort of was.
The chalk heart industry predates texting by years.
You could argue that decades. That like some you of the major communication
GR number 8.
Oh,
you are great. LOL, which meant lots of love then.
I think they actually do hearts like that now.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. I bet there's all different kinds of those chalk hearts you can get now.
They probably have like hashtag.
They probably
chalk have, hearts.
And... Oh yeah.
They really have. It's just a number sign. It's like, hey, you're my favorite search term.
I'm searching for you.
Oh, that's good.
See?
Yeah.
They probably
should write some Valentine's.
I know. I'm sure they have like some like dirty ones too, you know.
Yeah, probably.
With horrible phrases on them that say lewd and rude things. And we're not even going to entertain.
There's a lot of letters in lewd and rude things.
Yeah. Crude.
You might have to string a couple of them together.
Yeah. There's probably one that just says boobs. And, like, you give that to whoever.
If you put it upside down, it says boob.
Again, if you're a dope, don't give anyone the boob one. I mean, if you are a dope, you are doing that.
Right. But well, I mean, don't there be might be dope. Somebody that would appreciate it, like...
Like a ornithologist?
Maybe.
Because there's a bird. What? An ornithologist is a bird scientist, right?
Yeah.
There are birds called boobies. Keep laughing. I'm telling you the truth. I'm serious. It's like the something crested booby.
Huh.
So, if, you know, maybe you give that one to ornithologist.
Okay.
See? This is just like the cards. You got to... plan this out.
Right. Do you have any like Valentine memories of passing out candy or cards and
at like bad memories?
We're good.
Horrible memories.
Horrible memories.
No, you know, I don't
remember them being very awkward.
It was awkward. And I remember being much more excited the night before just because I was looking at the cards.
Like, oh, yeah.
I liked those cards.
Yeah.
It was another piece of merchandise that had something I liked on it, you know? Mm-hmm. And the next day in, you know, class, this is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. The distribution.
Yeah, you know, it was all kind ceremony. Of a blur. You just passed them out. And you know what, though? It was a lot of fun to get the Valentines from other people and see what they wrote, like see who took the time to to, you know, give you a cool message or whatever, or that maybe some kid got the same box of Valentines as you.
Oh, and then you're like, we have common interests. Yeah, that kid's awesome.
What's up?
Hey, and then he's like, I didn't buy these. My mom bought them. I hate the Ninja Turtles.
I hate you.
You take out a sigh and you just,
wow, how'd I get that in school?
Was there before metal detectors?
Much more lax back then. Do you have any?
I remember, lots of awkward, like, you know, the thing, like, would always happen, or, I mean, it happened at least once, so to me it always happened, was, like, I would find out, like, I would hear some tittering to the effect of that so-and-so, so-and-so likes John, you know?
Oh,
and so
then
I would be like,
well,
I would feel like compelled to like, well, I have to like give them like a really nice Valentine, you know, because that's really nice.
Can I describe to you like what I would experience if I ever heard anything like that as a kid?
Yeah. I think you should dramatically recreate
I would reaction. Hear the tittering of or someone would come up and tell you like so-and-so likes you,
right?
And I think externally I would put on a face of just, you know, no emotion and simply I am taking in this information that you are supplying, but inside a strange sensation has started at my face. And it's sort of like, you know, a thousand little, like, pinpricks kind of spreading down my body. As when they get to my stomach sort of, like, caves in on itself and then deploys down to my feet. And I think I start to sweat a bit, and I try to keep that a secret from whoever's talking to me. My breath is short. And I'm now in my mind thinking of all the ways that I will screw up any kind of approach to the person who likes me. And I instantly like them back.
Right, yeah.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Well, I like her. I don't say that. I ever say
it. But it's like it's almost like it's been that way.
Yeah,
you know, it's like revisionist history. At that point, you're like, well, I like her too,
and I always have.
I always have. Yeah,
but outwardly, I say absolutely nothing. I say nothing.
Yeah,
nothing. I don't even respond.
You just start convulsing.
Yeah,
and they call in the exorcist.
I sort of shake and kind of try to back away slowly,
right,
before my whole body, you know, crumbles in anxiety. That's what it was a source of anxiety.
It was. The whole thing was a little...
Because then you feel like you've got to do something.
Yeah.
And that's horrible.
That's a horrible feeling.
No, you don't want to do anything. I've had sad experiences when trying to do something. Should I recount? I guess I should recount.
I think you should.
I won't name any names.
Okay. Yeah. Protect the innocent.
My sister will remember this because she got really angry about it when I told her. This is like fourth grade.
Okay.
And of course, who knows what really happened, but my memory is thus. I heard. No, I didn't hear. I had a crush on this girl, right? And I think I'd had a crush on her for most of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like the popular girl and a lot of guys had crushes on her, I'm sure. But, this particular day, the class had all made model rockets and we were launching them. This is launch day.
launch day was Valentine's Day?
No, this isn't Valentine's
Day. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
I'm just telling you a general...
This is backstory. Gotcha.
No, no. Nothing will happen on Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
This all is right. Just a a general...
I like this random story about Valentine's and rockets. No, it has something to do with
crushes and, you know, making overtures. I figured it links, right?
Okay, sure.
Does this count?
Why not? Stop? No, keep going.
Launch day.
Launch day.
And, you know, we'd all, the launching had happened. All our rockets had gone up. And we're sort of cleaning up because it leaves all these cotton balls all over the field. And
wait, this was like an officially sanctioned school activity? Like
yes.
You...
Yeah, we did it in the ball field.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you go to school in NASA? Or...
No, I just went to school in a normal, just a school like you went to.
I didn't launch no rockets in my school.
So we're cleaning up and a couple of my friends are, you know, around me. And I don't know how, like, the topic got to this, but somebody forced the confession out of me that I liked this girl.
They, like, hold a rocket to your throat?
Yeah. Like, we're going to launch this right in your face. And they were like, well, you should go ask her out. And this is, like, fourth grade. Mm-hmm. So ask, like...
Oh, I can see where this is going. So you put a message inside a rocket, and then you just launched it over there and put it and pierced her in the shoulder blade instead. Your miscalculation cost you your Valentine.
No, nothing as exciting as that. So they say to me, if you know, you should go ask her out, and I say no. There's no way. I'm not going to ask her out. And one of them says, "Well, if you don't, I'm going to go ask her out for you." And so I have that internal. Reaction that I described earlier.
Like the
but it's even worse because now I'm like, now I have to go do something.
Right.
So I'm like, no, I'll do it. And I walk over to this girl and I said something like, I think I essentially said, will you go out with me? Which is, you know, a great line.
Nice. Yeah.
And maybe I don't know. This is my memory of it. And I could be wrong, but I remember her just laughing.
Oh.
So I turned around and I walked back. And later that day we were like going out to recess or something, and she approached me and she said, "You were joking earlier, right?"
Oh.
And I was like, "Yeah. I was just joking."
Yep. Total joke.
Yeah.
Good one, huh?
So my
nudge, nudge.
I'm pretty funny like that. So when I told my sister this, I forget when I told her, she got really mad.
Why?
She's mad at this girl.
Oh. Well, good for her. Yeah, good sister.
My sister was rarely on my side for things, but in this case, she was.
She was. Yeah. Yeah.
So
did your sister beat her up then?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Good one. Let's send a Valentine to your sister, too.
Big old Valentine.
Way,
my
way to go.
For standing up for me.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
I did not have a sister to stand up for me when my
is yours
offers of going out were left off. So.
So I'm sorry that did not happen anywhere near Valentine's Day.
Okay. But it's the same. I think it's a familiar Valentine's Day sentiment.
Come on, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a scenario about that is love.
Often reflected on Valentine's Day.
Well, which Valentine's Day, some people will disagree, but Valentine's Day is about love.
Yes. I think it is, and this is maybe where it gets a little tricky. Because I think it's about the expectation of love. And I think this is why a lot of people bristle at Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And for a long time, I sort of felt the same way, wherein like... It's the expectation that you are supposed to engage in this activity.
Yeah.
Whatever way you are feeling compelled to do so.
Sure.
There's that compulsion. It's like it's not a natural extension of what you would normally be inclined to do.
Yeah.
It's like you feel that society is imposing these expectations upon you. Or maybe that was just me. I don't know.
No,
I feel like that's, you know, you feel like you are expected to acknowledge some sort of affection towards something or somebody on Valentine's Day, or acknowledge that it is in the air. You have to accept that it exists.
And if I might say,
you might,
I think that's a very youthful perspective on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think specifically in your early 20s, your late teens to early mid 20s, you have this, you have a lot of aggression and a lot of people are blend dancing. A lot of people focus it towards this thing, like this expectation that they see. And I think later on you kind of lighten up about it and you're like, well, the expectation may be there. It doesn't mean I have to adhere to it or acknowledge it or vocally
or even
like tell people I don't acknowledge it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
you're just sort of like, you come to terms with it.
Yeah,
you,
it's like, it is what it is.
You can peacefully coexist with Valentine's Day.
And I can,
Day.
You know, do something special on Valentine's Day or not.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's very, you know, I never really had a visceral, you know, mm-hmm. anger toward it or anything. I definitely acknowledge the fact that it was a made, sort of a made up holiday.
Yeah.
You know, and really is probably made just to eke a few dollars out of people's pockets for greeting cards.
What's interesting is that it actually is not a made-up
holiday. What?
Yeah.
Are you going to drop some science?
Here it is.
Okay,
science!
Let's hear it. What is the real meaning of Valentine's
Day? Well, actually, it's funny. Why is it
such a holiday?
It was a holiday.
All right.
It no longer is. This is interesting.
What?
I read up on this there.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah. It's
I don't know what
it's
that
funny
was
that it's associated with love. I mean, it makes sense in the general chronology of it, but originally it was like a religious saint, Saint Valentine. Yeah, there are a couple of Saint Valentines historically to which the day is attributed.
All right,
not necessarily one in particular.
Yeah,
but so it was originally honoring the martyrdom of these people. So
was there a massacre?
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
I'm excited about the massacre.
The massacre's pretty, it's an interesting story. Yeah.
Right.
Not as much of a massacre as you might think,
okay,
given modern day definitions of the word. But so it started off as this celebration of these saints. And then somewhere in like the 14...
Because, what did they do?
Because every saint had a holiday.
But what did they do?
They died for their faith.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that was it. Which I guess you could say is an expression of love, you know? They like loved whatever they believed in and they died for it.
Okay.
It's kind of sad.
I didn't think saints worked like that.
That's pretty much how you become a saint is you like get killed.
Whoa, hold on. Wrong. You have to do like three miracles.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never heard anything
about
this.
Well, three miracles
miracle
have to be done in your name.
Oh.
After you died.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should do a saint episode.
Yeah, we will. And we'll talk about the show probably.
Here's the interesting thing. That whole martyred saint thing.
All right.
Apparently in the 60s, 1969, I believe.
Okay.
The Vatican.
Yeah, the Catholic Vatican.
The Catholic Vatican, as opposed to the other ones.
Yeah.
said that there wasn't enough evidence to exactly determine what these individuals had done.
Sorry, folks.
Or who were being honored.
Yeah.
So they were like, this ain't a holiday.
Hey, guys, this saint a holiday.
Oh, nice.
That's what the Pope said.
Yeah, he's like...
And everyone applauded.
Vidi, vidi, vici. This ain't no holiday.
This saint a holiday. What's he saying? Is he making a pun? So is it or
the
is
Pope
it
The Pope is hilarious!
Hello.
We love him! So it stopped being an official
But he would then
holiday.
Have to say, okay, but seriously, it's not a holiday anymore.
Yeah.
I made that joke, but...
All kidding aside, no holiday.
This is not a holiday.
So stop
We cannot
it.
Confirm that those saints were doing stuff, so sorry, guys.
Sorry. But prior to that, it had already been sort of picked... It had picked up its romantic aura.
Franklin D. Hallmark heard the news. He was like, this Pope guy, what's he know of holidays? We're gonna have
somebody put this Pope in a trunk and
somebody
get him some cement.
We're gonna get him some greeting cards he won't forget. We're gonna have the biggest Valentine's push we ever had, boys.
Yeah, they're gonna call it a massacre.
I got a great idea.
We're gonna massacre the grocery aisles.
You know what the problem is?
the kids, they're not participating in Valentine's Day. Put one of those cartoons on a Valentine. Sell it. That's what we'll do from now on. The Pope was like, no more Valentine's Day. We can neither confirm nor deny that those saints ever did anything.
Yeah.
But already the romantic stuff had taken hold.
Yeah. Well, there was, I think, someone like in the 1400s, 1500s started, somehow it got associated with like poetry. And there was some sort of practice of like, if you read like the best Valentine poem.
Do that one poem.
What? I think I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. That was in Superman.
I compare thee to a summer's eve, summer's night, a midsummer's day. I compare thee to would a rose by any other name smell as sweet? Roses are red, violets are blue. Why are violets blue? Shouldn't they be purple?
Aren't they purple? I think they're purple.
What the hell? I just thought about that.
It's a problem. It's a big flaw in that poem.
So, poetry got associated with it.
Poetry? Shakespeare? There's a reference to Valentine's in Hamlet.
The man of among men. He shaped our modern day.
He shaped our hearts.
Yeah. Into heart shapes.
Heart shapes. He drew hearts all over our hearts.
He was reputed for drawing hearts all over his scripts.
Yeah.
Like, just doodling.
He was just a doodler.
He'd sign his name over and over.
He would dot the I in William with a little heart. Yeah.
He's a romantic guy.
He was, yeah.
Cut him a break.
Yeah, so that the romantic association was already there before the Pope said, hey, no more Valentine's Day. So he might as well have just been I'm just going to go back here. I'm going to go back into my room, my little glass room, and you guys do whatever you're going to do.
You be the Pope and make the announcement.
All right. Folks, we can't determine exactly who these Saint Valentines were. So, effective immediately, there shall be no Valentine's Day holiday. Also, we're having a fish fry next week.
I'm still going to celebrate it.
You, sir. You are excommunicated.
I don't care. I wrote a poem.
Is it for me?
You know who that is. You know who's yelling?
Who?
Franklin D. Holman.
I wrote a poem.
Roses are red. Violets are blue.
We don't know why they're blue, but I love you.
And so are you. Oh. Get up, Lenny. Glass cage. That's what the Pope does.
Yeah.
I'm afraid my glass cage is bulletproof.
And he's got like a trap door on the bottom of it, so
he just drops.
He's like, so long, suckers. See yous in church.
That's good. See yous in church. Oh, brother.
I like it.
So the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, that was in the 1929.
Now, did that happen on Valentine's Day? It did. Is that why it's named as such?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
So I guess back then in the 20s, it was still referred to as St. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Up until the Pope was like, who?
Yeah.
So
he ain't real.
It was the two lead gangs in Chicago. Mm-hmm. There was the South Side Gang, which was led by the team that Al Capone. Oh, okay. Right. There was lots of finger snapping. Yeah.
So Capone was
happy.
Valentine's Day. When you're a jet, you're a jet. Whatever.
And then there was the North Side Gang, which led I forget. Bugs Moran.
Wow.
I think. And so they. One, I think Capone's group was going to, they were trying to get Bugs Moran.
Capone's group liked chocolate, those boxes of chocolate hearts.
Yes, they did.
And they were big proponents for it.
And they were trying to smuggle chocolate in. Yeah. See, this was back in the days of Valentine Prohibition. So,
but Moran's group,
yeah,
they were like, the chalk hearts are the way to go. And so they were threatened by all these
chocolate hearts.
These heart-shaped boxes of chocolates. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
They were afraid that they were threatening the chalk heart territory.
They were.
So what happened next?
Well, they cut off the supply. They said, Chicago is going to be all about chalk hearts. We won't have any of these chocolate boxes of chocolates.
You tell Bugs Moran that he don't know nothing about what Chicago needs right now. I got over 500 crates of heart-shaped boxes full of chocolates that these people want.
And they're melting fast.
They're melting really fast.
In February in Chicago, these chocolates are melting.
We keep them in a really hot warehouse. It's not the smartest play, but it's what we do.
It's 1929. We ain't got many places to stash chocolate hearts.
So what happened between these two gangs?
There was a hit scheduled on Bugs Moran. Yes. It came in a little, he got a little box of Valentine's and he said, meet us at the something something warehouse.
You're a slice of what? What's this turtle doing?
Yes. Actually, what happened was somebody came up to Bugs Moran and whispered in his ear, I think Al Capone likes you. You should go ask him out.
I ain't gonna.
You oughta ask him out. And so he did. Yeah. So he went. He sent his team down to the riverfront or whatever, and it was like, "Hey, will you guys go out with us? Mm-hmm. Will you guys go out with us, guys?
Would you guys go out with us, guys?"
And they said,
"Whoa, Tommy gun!"
Yeah, pulled out the Tommy guns. It's actually kind of a cool story. The guy that was Bugs Moran was on his way there, and he was late. And as he was getting there, he saw the police show up. Well, or what he thought was the police. Yeah. Pretty clever. The two gunmen, like the lead gunmen, they dressed as cops. So that when they showed up, they went in with their accomplices, they shot all these guys, and then they came out, and they had the other accomplices as their suspects in custody. So everybody was like, oh, it's okay. The police got it under control. They got these guys. They put them in the police car. They drove off. Everything was fine.
Wow.
But they weren't police. They were gangsters.
So they missed. So Bugs was late.
Bugs was late, so he did not get killed.
Wow. Yeah.
He made it out.
So that's why we celebrate Valentine's Day today.
Pretty much, yeah. Every time you go ask somebody out, what you are doing is commemorating the time that Al Capone tried to express his love for Bugs Moran.
That's touching.
It is. It's pretty
touching. Great. We didn't talk about heart-shaped boxes.
Heart-shaped boxes of chocolates. I don't know where that started.
I thought
that was a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like candy. I think that's always a good idea, but... the struggle and the what everyone always thinks of is how half of those chocolates aren't worth eating.
Well, and then you got the sheer dimensions of the box.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's difficult to fit what are normally like square shaped chocolates into a heart shaped box because you have too many curves. You can't perfectly complement.
No, you're not getting your money's worth.
Right.
It's sort of a little game of chocolate Tetris, really.
It is. Yeah, you got to try to figure out how to squeeze those in there.
Yeah. Have you ever bought one?
No.
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it any good?
Well, I bought it for somebody.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
So I can't, I don't think I had any. And I honestly don't remember who I bought it for. But I've bought one before and given it as a gift on Valentine's Day. So I lived the dream and gave that thing. Huh. Yeah.
I'm not much of a candy on Valentine's Day kind of guy, I guess.
People like flowers, too.
Yeah, that's the other one. Flowers and candy seem to be the two standbys. Yeah.
If not both, at least one of them, usually.
Yeah. Sometimes, why stop for one? Why not give both? Yeah.
And then a candlelit dinner.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Fine dining.
And then a Tommy gun.
Hey, to the face.
Is there anything else on Valentine's Day?
Well, I think we can maybe let everyone, you know, finish their evening.
Oh yeah.
Have a good evening. If you're having a late Valentine's Day.
Have a good evening. Everyone.
Do enjoy yourself.
Have a good evening.
Have a good evening, everyone.
I wrote a poem.
Put it in the archive.
See you as a church.